This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
It is random question 206-803 Rock.
Random.
I've got a couple of texts here. Last question you asked was about what has bitten you, your most memorable bite. Of course, you're worried about the green mamba.
Yes, I am.
On your safari, because it is going to cuddle up next to you. You got a warm body. You can roll over in your sleep.
Every time I read an article, it's like, what's going to kill me next?
Name it. You name it. So other people brought in their texts about what has bitten them. Someone says, I was also bitten at a show. It was at the King Cat Theater. She was on a crap ton of Molly and thought I was a marshmallow.
Oh.
There's nothing you can do about that, bud. Let's see. Someone else says, ticks are ruthless. Please tell Miles I said thank you for the mayo advice as far as smothering them. Then someone else has a completely different opinion. It says, when it comes to leeches, just pull the leech off. It's been done for thousands of years. You wasted the butter and are spreading misinformation.
Oh, man, that is me. I said mayonnaise. I was using the butter at Boy Scouts.
And even then, it's country crock butter. It's margarine.
It's margarine. That's why it can't be. Not that butter doesn't always need to be refrigerated, but that was an easier camping.
Yeah, obviously.
Accessory, so to speak.
Let's see. Mike says, I agree with Mike. Those little red-headed ants light me up every time I go outside. I am not familiar with these red-headed ants, man.
Yeah, they're no bigger than your average ant, but they're black-bodied with a red little head on them, and they don't care, dude. They will just bite.
So
I've seen them on my shoes biting my shoelaces. Like, whatever they're on, they're like, maybe I should bite it. And then they just lock in.
So I'm used to carpenter ants. I used to be used to carpenter ants, which are pretty big.
Sure.
And they're invasive, but for the most part, they want to stay out of your way. Now it's these little teeny tiny sugar ants. Is that what you would call the average size ants? Or what?
No, they're a little bit bigger than your sugar ants.
Okay, so somewhere between the carpenter ants and the sugar ants.
Yeah, they're noticeable size, but they're you know, just an average size ant. They suck.
I would actually rather deal with the sugar ants than the carpenter ants. Or the carpenter ants than the sugar ants. Yes, carpenter ants try to eat your house from the inside out. I understand
but
that.
But you understand their M.O.
But they don't. They will eat sugary stuff. I remember dumping a box of Frosted Flakes into the bowl, and about it's like two scoops of carpenter ants in there.
Right.
So they're like sugar, but for the most part, they're just eating the wood in your house. Which, yes, that does suck, but they're not everywhere like the little sugar ants.
And if you know what, if I see little sugar ants or if I see carpenter ants, I know I'm annoyed because I did something. I left something
out. Let me clean my counter.
Right. Doggone it, stupid me. I see those little guys and they're biting on me. They have zero reason to other than they are just out to F with me.
What is it about ants specifically, right? Because we were talking about a guy last week who, not doing safari, but the equivalent of that in the Amazon rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching his tent through the video.
Oh, it's
literally
unbelievable.
Eaten to bits.
Every freaking ant
was out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone else says the worst, most memorable bite was a hornet bite on my satchel.
Oh.
And they point out right side.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, anything to bite your satchel, not a good thing. Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola. Phil, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Let's see, we've got nuts coming up as a category on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine at 4:30. So why don't we ask you this one? What would you say, for the most part of your life, has been one of your favorite snacks? Whether that's because you're stoned, you're hungry, you just want a snack on something. It's not a meal necessarily, but what are you grabbing?
Honestly, I like Mounds. Those are always a good thing to eat.
Mounds? As in the candy bar?
Mm-hmm. The candy bar, yeah.
How come no Almond Joy with the almonds?
I can't do normal chocolate. I'm lactose intolerant, unfortunately.
Ah. Yeah, but Mounds does have chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, not milk chocolate. Is that right? Okay, because I had each of one last week because they had a bucket down in the lobby. So I grabbed a Mounds and an Almond Joy, a little snack size, because I hadn't had one in so long, and I wanted to sample it and see, like, okay, which one of these do I prefer? Both very coconut-heavy, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not big on the coconut. I will say this, and nothing against your Mounds. Hey, man, you like what you like. But that bucket that they had in our lobby in the building, that was like the ghetto-ass candy. That's the candy even their kids didn't want. I feel like they put it in the bucket. And that, seriously, I'm digging. I just want to find, like, a little Hershey square, right? So,
yep.
Nothing like that. It was all the stuff I never wanted. So have Mounds kind of been your go-to ever since childhood?
Ever since I was lactose intolerant, which I found out about a few years ago, working at Starbucks of all places.
Did you discover this because you were working at Starbucks, understanding what goes into a lot of the drinks?
That's when I discovered it, yeah.
Oh, did you ever try the olive oil infused drinks they had there for a minute?
No, I never bothered. I heard recently that it's pretty much a laxative at this point.
I was going to say, yes! I heard it's an immediate diuretic.
I mean, but they coffee took it, but they, is a but diuretic.
The new CEO took it off the menu.
Yeah, he took it off the menu because it's like we're basically serving people X-lax. Coffee's already a diuretic, and then someone's like, hey, in Italy, you know, they put olive oil in there. Okay, well, do the math. What do you think's going to happen? I mean, you could have a bad sneeze and basically you brown out your entire back of your pants.
Let me ask you this. You're at home right now. Do you have a Mounds bar on hand?
No, I don't.
So what do you? So what do you got that you're going to snack on? You got what you got. That's the way food works. So what are you going to snack on?
Probably some Pop-Tarts.
All right.
Pop-Tarts. All right. What flavor of Pop-Tarts?
Cinnamon.
You know what, man? I don't know if it's just an adult thing, but like as a kid, and my parents rolled in with the cinnamon Pop-Tarts, me and my brother were pissed. Like, these are the nasty. Yeah, as kids.
I see, I like cinnamon sugar on toast.
Yeah, but that's different. Yeah. It's not a Pop-Tart. Like, give me the strawberry frost that they had ones, or like chocolate and marshmallow.
Well, I guess.
As an adult, give me the cinnamon ones. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I'd also say some Oreos, too, because you can't go wrong with Oreos, and those are one of the few like things I can have that won't screw with me.
Do you eat anything that is not sugar-based as far as a go-to snack? Even if it's chips, Wheaties, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Juanita chips? Those are amazing.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Those are real good.
Those are.
I don't think from childhood things I still eat, man. Peanut butter and jelly.
I was going to say, my tip, man, is the grilled cheese.
Still do grilled cheese.
But the problem with the grilled cheese is you make one. You make it in a little egg pan.
Whatever. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've eaten a grilled cheese sandwich. Next thing you know, the egg pan's back on the stove, and you're going for another grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Eat just one grilled cheese sandwich.
I never make one sandwich. If it's on regular bread, if it's square bread, I always make two. So peanut butter and jelly, I never make one peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's always two. That has never changed. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, since I discovered it, definitely a go-to. Doesn't change. And as an adult, I know I should eat a healthier cereal, and they're out there. No. Period. But then think about the things you used to eat as a kid you couldn't possibly stomach now, right? So, Twinkies. And I'm sure some people still like Twinkies. I don't know, but I tried one like 15 years ago because it was nostalgic. I'm like, you know what, man? Mm-hmm. I used to love these.
They changed something, man.
I think we just get older. I don't know. I ate about half of it, and I'm like, I can't. Vienna sausages, because my dad used to eat them, right? And then he was like, well, let's try one. Loved them as a kid. Now I'm like, I cannot do that.
Saturday morning, I'm mesmerized at the Fred Meyer by the popcorn selection. Incredible. Yeah. Remember we said, they do different flavored popcorns out there?
Yeah.
They do. They do kettle. They do white cheddar. They do a bunch of different things. But they haven't been, So I'm trying to find what's out there. So I've narrowed it down to Orville Redenbacher. All right. Now, Orville, the way he does things is he has the regular size bag, and you can buy like a pack of six of these, whatever.
Sure.
But he's also got these mini snack bags. So
is it pre-popped or just
a
little one?
No, they're just
Oh, but now.
Okay.
No, those are no
All right. So I'm standing there and I'm looking, I'm not paying attention. And because I do this every once in a while, I don't mean to. I say out loud, who in the F would buy a snack sized popcorn bag? And a guy behind me goes, people trying to lose weight?
Oh, I see what you're saying there, buddy.
I turned around. He's like, just shrugged his shoulders. I was like, I ain't doing that, man. So I went full.
Was he a big dude?
Yes.
You know what? I think popcorn. Popcorn is definitely another thing.
It can't be that bad. Just eat the doggone bag.
That's what I said, man. If I'm making popcorn, I'm eating the popcorn.
Right.
It's like only eat one slice of pizza.
Oh, let me cut back on the popcorn.
No, you won't. You'll eat two or three slices of pizza.
I pass judgment on people that don't get the extra large popcorn at a movie theater. You know, you'll be in line.
Right,
it's like
to notice,
a parent with their kid, man, and they're like, we'll do the medium bucket. And I'm just like, dude, you're at the movie theater. This is like the mecca. This is the Vatican City of popcorn.
And you pay the bulk just by getting it. Like, pay the extra buck.
Get the biggest freaking bucket they have. Random, we know you're going to finish it.
For whatever reason, I can't do movie theater popcorn anymore.
What?
I have tried it several times.
You talking about the microwave or at the theater?
No, at the theater.
What?
And maybe there's like some residual oil or something like that. But for whatever reason, like, I don't like the oil. I keep it off there.
It's butter, Mike.
No, it's not. It's straight up just butter flavored
it's
oil.
It's movie theater. But, hey, much like the money that they use in movies is not real, the butter at the movie theater is not real.
Right.
But we accept that this is butter.
But I specifically go without the butter. And no matter what, butter or no, I can't help but get sick every time I have movie theater popcorn.
Really?
Yes.
Look,
I hate it because I love popcorn and I love movie theater popcorn.
Look, man.
That's a shame.
People get bitten by the ticks. They can't eat red meat. That sucks. And people super lactose intolerant, like our last caller, they got to cut out dairy. Mm-hmm. People get wheat allergies enough to cut out basically their entire diet. The idea of the doctor saying, man, you can't eat movie theater popcorn. I legitimately, and I'm not kidding, I would not go to the movie theater again.
Yeah.
Because with kids, most of the time you go
you
see one of their movies.
You hear it.
But the thing that gets me through their movie is, man, this popcorn's delicious. I'd be like, kid, right. You can go on your own. I'm
and
not going with you.
And it's half gone by the time the movie starts.
You know why? Because last time we timed it out, 27 minutes of preview.
Oh, yeah.
27 freaking minutes. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Matt.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. You know what? I'm going to give you the same exact question. You're stoned, whatever the deal is. You're just looking for a bite to eat. What is your favorite go-to snack?
So you're talking like legitimate snack or like a meal, just a meal?
No, snack.
I mean, if you consider a meal a snack.
Chocolate ice cream, but specifically Haagen-Dazs. Like, I always have, like, a pint of it in the freezer.
No Rocky Road or anything, just the straight, just the straight chocolate.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, specifically, like, only that brand. Like, Miles, you like chocolate milk. So, you remember Wilcox? Like, they went out of business, like, 10 years ago?
I don't know if I know them. I'm a Smith brother chocolate milk connoisseur, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, they used to be, like, all over the place around here. Like, when I was in school, they had vending machines in school with the milk. And the whole milk, chocolate milk, it was like drinking ice cream. And the Haagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream tastes just like it. I don't know.
All right. So it's a familiar taste that you remember growing up.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know, it's interesting bringing up the Haagen-Dazs thing, because my question is this. Outside of cigarettes, maybe toothpaste, when it comes to food, are you specific about it, specifically by brand? Like with ketchup, I do want Heinz. I don't want anything else. And I know people recommend all these different ones. I go, that's fine. Maybe one day I get to it.
You haven't opened up that Portland ketchup yet.
I have not opened. It's sitting in my pantry right now. Okay, maybe my world will change, but it's like, I know I will do Heinz. I know I smoke Marlboro Reds. After that, you know, if you said like, this pasta sauce I bought, it's not Ragu or Prego, it's blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, even if it's the knockoff and it's toasty cinnamon squares, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But he brought up Haagen-Dazs. I'm like, man, I don't know that there's a product outside of addictions, right?
I'll try anything. Like, I almost bought, Biscoff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys know the cookies that they give you on the Alaskan flights, and I think Delta now, too. But they have an ice cream bar.
Yes.
It's on a stick. And they had them there, and they were on sale. And I did everything I could not to put that in my basket. And I did not put that in my basket because I knew I'd have three gone.
Yes, you would.
In 24 hours. Once I'd have one, I'm like, oh my God, I got to have another one. And I would be right back in that box.
I'm the same thing with their cookie butter. I leave it on the shelf because that, I would take spoonfuls of that.
That stuff is unbelievable. I've never done it with a PB&J. But I bet that would be fantastic.
Are there any brands you're loyal to? As far as your, like I said,
Biscoff.
Regular, okay, Biscoff.
Just because it's such a unique flavor.
Yeah,
there's nothing else that tastes like Biscoff.
The thing is, when he was mentioning ice cream and Häagen-Dazs, that is a great brand.
It
for
is.
Me, if I'm buying ice cream, you know, kind of the same thing. I'm not loyal to where I won't have any other brand, but if I'm buying it, I'll get Tillamook every time.
Okay,
that
well,
is a
Tillamook
creamier ice cream,
in the
dude.
Dairy world, sure. But again, just like you're saying, and look, if you have Tillamook cheese, I will absolutely eat it.
Hell yeah.
If it's not Tillamook,
yeah. We did that peanut butter taste test in here. If I could ever find Peter Pan peanut butter again, I'd buy it. Because it was clearly the best peanut butter out
we
of
all
the
world.
It was the
tried.
Favorite of you guys, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was
which
fantastic.
Is crazy. I, for whatever reason, man, for my childhood, maybe they changed the recipe, maybe they didn't, but Peter Pan, I remember actively thinking, this tastes like ass.
Well, the reason we asked, what's your favorite snack? Here you go. NFL players apparently like to go old school when it comes to snacking, as in peanut butter and jelly. We're
yeah.
right back to there. Or more precisely, the frozen and processed version of PB&J known as
Uncrustables.
Reports The Athletic. After hearing about so many players reaching for the team-supplied snack, the outlet reached out to each and every NFL team and crunched some numbers. It is safe to say that NFL teams go through anywhere between how many Uncrustables a week? This is each
week.
NFL
week.
Team.
All right, so hang on.
How many do you think they go through in a week?
I got to assume they're snacking on two of them at a time.
Right, I would
so
say
how many a week for the entire team?
1,800.
1,800 a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
53 players on the active roster.
Yeah, I'm going to say they go through 500 a week.
All right, not bad. NFL teams, and this is the average, go through between 3,600 Uncrustables to 4,300 Uncrustables a week.
A week.
Now, when you factor in training camps and the teams that did not share their data, NFL teams go through at least 80,000 Uncrustables a year. Not that you would ever be able to guess this in your wildest dreams, but of the teams that responded, do you have any idea who has the highest consumption of Uncrustables in the league?
I have absolutely no idea, but when you ask that question, for whatever reason, the Cleveland Browns come to mind.
Cleveland Browns. Number one is the Denver Broncos.
Huh.
They go through a ton of Uncrustables each week. The next closest team, that would be your Seattle Seahawks.
Really?
They go through the second amount of Uncrustables, the most, in the league, followed by Jacksonville and Miami. So, out of the four teams, one that won yesterday.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, that would be, maybe no. Miami lost to the Bills on that 61-yard field goal.
Jacksonville played, so you know they lost.
Jacksonville did not win. Seattle did not win.
Go
and the Broncos
the
lost. Heavily. Yeah, if you eat a lot of Uncrustables, you're losing in this league.
How many of them are in your golf bag right now, Miles?
I don't keep them in my golf. You have to keep them refrigerated or frozen.
Sure.
So the idea is you take them out of your freezer, put them into your refrigerator,
right.
Or on the counter in 15 minutes to a half an hour. It's ready to go. So it's not one of those foods. It's like jelly. It's like open jelly. You can't just keep it out.
But how many of them make it to the golf course with you?
I buy them there.
Oh, do you really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And if you ask at Chambers Bay, they will tell you one of the main things that they sell, especially to the Seahawks and Mariners players that play down there, are in fact Uncrustables.
Nice.
And they grab two or three of them at a time because, look, you're out there for 5.5 hours. You might as well have something good.
Have you air fried one like people are saying to do?
I have not done that yet. No.
That sounds fantastic.
The story digs into the allure and provides the history of the mom and pop concoction that was actually bought by Smucker's in the late 1990s when the industry giant dropped Incredible from the name and began stocking them in the supermarket frozen food aisles as Uncrustables instead of Incredibles.
It makes sense because you're appealing to people with children.
Now, here's the deal. They lost money on this forever. Uncrustables lost money for a decade because Smucker's, they could not figure out a way to do mass production on these. Today, however, they are on the brink of hitting $1 billion in annual sales. A stat no doubt helped along by the NFL. Smucker's, by the way, is about to open a third Uncrustable plant here in the United States.
Oh, they have plants solely dedicated to this.
They have two, and they don't, and they're 24 hours.
And they can't keep up
with the demand. They cannot keep up with the demand, so now they're going to open up a third Uncrustable plant.
I have not tried an Uncrustable. How does it compare to me just opening a loaf of bread?
No,
because I just make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Really?
Man, yeah.
I cannot describe to you how soft the bread is.
Yes.
To me, that's the real key.
Do they sell them next door, Miles? Do we have to run and grab one during the break?
I don't believe they do.
Okay.
We got to keep stock because we're in Seattle when the Seahawks are eating them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try one. I've never tried
maybe
one.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, if I see them, I'll buy them. I was a friend of mine and I'll walk by them. I'm like, I'm not doing it this week because I'll eat three before I go to bed tonight. I
wonder what they do with the crusts.
That's a good question. Probably stuffing. More of the random question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up until 4:30. Your guess is as good as mine. You could be a contestant. The categories: your favorite airlines and the top delicious nuts that people enjoy the most in their mouth.
All right.
Your guess is as good as mine, coming up after emails on our random question. 206-803-ROCK.
I'm looking at the text lines here, and apparently I'm one of the few people on this earth that has not enjoyed an Uncrustable. Now, look, I'm a peanut butter and jelly guy. I don't know how long it takes to make the Uncrustable happen. I just want my sandwich when I want it. But someone says, I had a grilled PB&J just last night. It was amazing, but also the Uncrustables are great. Someone else says, going to blow your mind, Nutella Uncrustables. Also, Uncrustable French toast. You are welcome. I recommend air frying to cook the sides, though. And I did not know this. 7-Eleven has their own brand of Uncrustables now.
Okay. All right.
I wonder what they call that.
Hmm. Random.
So if we were to get you an Uncrustable, what flavor? You want grape? You want strawberry? What do we need to get?
Look, I'm a traditional man. I just go grape jelly.
Grape jelly.
Standard peanut butter. Okay. But look, that's right. That. If you don't have grape, you got strawberry. That's cool.
Okay.
My dad used to buy...
We're going
to
make this happen, dude.
Apple jelly. And apple jelly was real good. The problem was, and maybe it's changed, it's from my childhood, all right? So Smucker's sold the big-ass jar of grape jelly. The jar of apple jelly was considerably smaller. And I made the mistake of using his apple jelly one day. Keep in mind, I did not realize it was quote-unquote his. He also enjoys the peanut butter and jelly. And I got a knock on my bedroom door, and as my father's standing there looking irritated but not mad. Stephen, what? Because when he says it like that, I know I've done something, but I'm going through my Rolodex of crimes, and I'm like, there's no way he knows about these two things. I don't know what else it could be. Did you open my apple jelly? Well, I opened apple jelly. That was in the pantry, man. I made two peanut butter jelly. Hey, God damn it, listen. I bought the grape jelly for you. That's why it's in the big, big jar. That apple jelly is mine. You want to use your apple jelly, you need to ask my permission. I'm like, are you being serious? Yeah. I like the apple jelly. You get the grape jelly. Don't touch my apple jelly.
And so, this is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You're doing it right now as a parent.
I am doing it right now as a
so
parent.
So what's the difference?
He's a man of few rules. Yeah, I mean, like your dad.
No, but seriously, don't touch my crap.
That's right.
But you don't know it's his crap.
I did not know it was his crap.
It's in the house. It's our crap.
That's what I thought. But he made it very clear, and I understood from that point on.
That is his Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It is
I keep it over here out of your doggone hand.
I'll tell you what.
But here's the thing. As a good parent, what I've done is I always hid the stuff. I did not want the kids, you know, because that's what you do. He just had it in plain sight, and it was next to, because they'd gone to the grocery store, both jars were unopened. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try the apple jelly. It's all true. And I put it on my sandwich, and it was delicious. But then I put it in the fridge. When he saw it was in the fridge and some had been taken out, this bothered him enough. Keep in mind, we lived in a 4-story row home at this time. The kitchen was on the bottom floor. It'd be the basement, but the basement had been converted. The man walked up 3 flights of stairs just to accost me by using his apple jelly. And I thought, I'm not using this man's apple jelly.
You might be familiar with this, but growing up in West Virginia, there are apple orchards there. So have you ever had apple butter?
No.
Unpopular.
Really? I've had apple butter.
It is terrible.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's terrible.
It's okay.
It's terrible.
It's not good enough that I buy it again.
It's terrible. God, I hate it when they brought that home. I was like, Jesus, just bring those.
So you crush up the
peanut. We got it at the fair. They have cider. They have apple butter. Like, I don't care. It goes bad in a day.
Oh, does it go bad real quick?
It sucks. It's like, God, no, please.
What is it? So it's crushed up apple. What else do they do to it?
I don't know. They make it terrible. That's what they do.
How many different Uncrustable flavors do they have? So it's a thrill. If you're going to go for Uncrustables, you got to get the honey.
Okay. I mean, it looks good.
Well, they have 5 or 6 varieties. Now, if you're going to get, like, the big 24 packs, it's pretty well just grape and strawberry.
But they mix them up in the pack.
They do.
Nutella is going to be a home run no matter what it's on. Like, that's kind of its thing. It's a universal spread.
You know what my kid does now with Nutella? First of all, I did not realize we had Nutella.
Just raw dogs it?
And no, he would, but he likes to do, so he'll do the, what do you call it? Toad in the hole, egg in the hole.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you call it. So No. He'll do that part for himself, okay? But he takes the little cookie cutter ring.
Yeah.
And where he cuts out the middle of the bread, because I was about to toss the bread out or eat one. And he said, whoa, what are you doing? I said, what are you going to do with the bread?
All right, here's your choice.
So what he does is he takes the Nutella, spreads that on the little circles.
Attaboy.
And then he air fries or toasts them. And then when he's done eating his egg in a hole or two, then for his breakfast / dessert, it is now the Nutella on round toast.
He air fries it after he spread the Nutella on.
He puts the Nutella on first, right?
Does that kind of liquidate a little, or liquefy it a little bit?
It gets like kind of liquidy, kind of crunchy, if you know what I'm saying.
We're not going to talk about the Uncrustables wheat variety, because that's just a sacrilege.
Are you kidding?
They have just a straight peanut butter sandwich. They got peanut butter and honey, chocolate flavored hazelnut, peanut butter and raspberry spread, peanut butter and strawberry jam, and peanut butter and grape jelly, which is the standard.
Okay. For some reason, we always have a backup of raspberry.
Random.
And anyone can eat it. It's not bad.
I think strawberry jam is my favorite. Random,
I don't think I've ever had strawberry. Done raspberry, done apple.
Game
won't do it again.
Changer, man.
I won't even buy apple jelly now. I feel like my father would show up at the grocery store. Like, God damn it. Steven, are you about to buy that apple jelly? I thought you lived in New Mexico. I do.
I need reserves. They're going to run out.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Rush on this damn stuff.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, what we got for you? All right. What was in your house? Any house, any apartment, any place that you've ever lived? What was the strangest thing that you found in your house?
The current house that I live in and own in West Seattle, this paper-wrapped electrical wiring in the ceiling of the original living room. Like, what? Who does that?
That's a fire hazard.
You have replaced that, I hope.
I had it, like, fixed, but the actual wiring is still there, but they took all the paper out. They capped it because it had already... The thing's like kind of been remodeled twice by, like, two people that probably hopefully don't have their licenses anymore, if they had them ever. And so there was like new electrical wiring there, because I was trying to put in a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
And I was up there, and I'm like, you know, with the hole open, so I could see what was behind. I was like, holy F. Like, I got to get somebody over here.
That's not aluminum wiring, is it?
You
can see the metal. I mean, you can tell the difference between copper and aluminum. But yeah.
Okay, then it was definitely copper.
All right, that's better. That's much better.
That's why it hasn't burned down yet.
Good God. Why would you look, I'm not an electrician, I don't know. What do you think the theory is behind wrapping electric wiring with paper?
Covered with something.
probably to keep it warm. I have no idea.
Keep it warm.
Whatever was going on back then. My house was built in 1912. It was like one of the original bungalows for the original port, like way back then.
Ah, okay. That's what you run into. Your castle's house is built, I believe, it's 1908.
I have no idea why you would ever do that.
Well, I mean, look, you know what you know at the time. In Castle's house, he redid his kitchen, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the worst part about redoing his kitchen, just based on the age of the home, no matter what wall they open, you had to spend more money to bring it up to code. So everything. It did not matter. If they looked at anything, they're like, it has to be brought up to code. When we bought the house we have now, it was all aluminum wiring, which we did not know.
Because it was a copper shortage in 1969 and 1971.
So that,
because of the Vietnam War.
Right. So it was all aluminum wiring. We did not know this. And first time we brought an electrician in, he was like, hey, dude, you don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, and you can use any company you want. I'm not trying to bilk you out of money. This place is going to burn to the ground. You're going to die. He's like, you need to replace all the wiring. So we did that. We were happy. We could plug things in. Then we call Xfinity. We're going to get our cable going. The guy shows up. 5 minutes in, he's like, there's a big grin on his face. He goes, I would love to help you. And he goes, and I'm being dead serious, we don't have any equipment antiquated enough to work with the crap that's in your wall. I'm like, are you serious? They go, yeah, who lived here before? And I said, well, it was the original owner, and he was like 90 years old when he sold it. So he goes, okay, so whatever cable box he had was probably one of our originals. He goes, I'd have to get a time machine to find something to hook up your cable.
Reese, we asked what was in your house. We head to Whidbey Island the first time that Tom Riken caught a big brown bat that was screaming. Riken and his wife, Mackenzie, were pulling down walls in the attic of their new home after discovering it was home to thousands of local bats. There was dust in the air, a mixture of decimated drywall, and years of decaying bat skeletons and guano. And there were smells. They had prepared themselves for a dirty renovation job. They could not afford to hire professionals. This was last December, and they thought their nocturnal roommates were gone for the winter. They did not expect to come face-to-face with one. But anyway, they named him Edward.
That's a good name.
The family was well aware of its bat problem even before capturing Edward, but that was not the case when they bought the house. The bats had been occupying the attic of their home on Whidbey Island for what the Rikens estimate to be decades, based on months of cleaning up layers and layers of compacted bat skeletons and waste from the walls. Now, the bats, like humans, need a place to live as their surrounding environment becomes less habitable. After the state's deadliest heat wave and two consecutive years of triple-digit summer heat advisories in Seattle, Riken and Powell were eager to raise their five-month-old son, Robbie, somewhere cooler, surrounded by nature. That made the 3,800-square-foot home attractive for the family, also for countless bat families. The trailer they'd been living in was too small, and they found the home. When they toured the 1980s Victorian home in 2023, they thought they hit the jackpot. But it was priced to sell. Just needed some DIY projects.
Yeah.
Little sweat equity. Ain't going to bother us. We've rolled up our sleeves before. Until they found that. But the house needed more than just sweat equity. Authorities would eventually deem it unfit for human occupancy.
Jeez.
So the family would cash out the retirement accounts and lean on the goodwill of bat conservationists to actually save their home.
If you ever want to rely on someone's goodwill, bat conservationists.
Yeah.
Bat conservationists.
No one is exactly sure why the bats just moved into that home. So they had a biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife said they were probably drawn to its peak location on a hill. And since bats can't fly without jumping off a high point, the home's perch was also a draw.
Uh-huh.
Overlooked the water. Lots of insects for them to eat. Full of cozy nooks and crannies. The multi-peaked roof was built with something called skip sheathing, staggered wood joists that hold for easy movement of ventilation.
Okay.
So all those things were present. So basically, it was the perfect home for some bats.
It's a bat heaven.
Yeah. The bats living in the Whidbey house had found safety. until Riken and his wife moved in and started tearing down the walls. In the middle of the night, during unusually warm temperatures, the family's cat, Teddy, woke everyone up with his erratic jumping. I've had this happen before, but we didn't have thousands of bats. I look up and I see this bat. She tumbled out of bed with Robbie wrapped in blankets, and in a panic, he shut the bedroom to deal with the bat. So he grabbed a bucket and coaxed the bat out of the window. At that point, we should have called the Department of Health and got the rabies shots right then, but we didn't know that. A few weeks later, Pal's mom was visiting and spotted through the bathroom window an overwhelming number of what she believed to be bats nosediving around the house. The next day, when it was light enough outside to take a closer look, they realized the true extent of the problem. My sister, my mom, and I stand out at the front of the door at dusk, and I just see the bats pouring out of my house, and I'm aghast. That's when they realized the scale of their bat population in their home was larger than they could have ever imagined. It wasn't just Edward the Bat. So they paid what they thought was a thorough inspection before the purchase of the home, but apparently the inspector did not get up into the attic.
Clearly.
And when it became time to remove the bats, they called in as many experts as they can find. One company said it was the worst residential infestation it had ever seen. They were quoted at $36,000 for the removal. Another found more than a dozen suspected bat entrances, which all need to be closed. Their insurance company denied their claims because the bats, they were a pre-existing issue.
And also it's an insurance company.
So just know how that goes. Random question, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's see here. Okay. Justin, we're going to go with this one. What would you say as far as the decisions you make in life if you live to be a lot older than most people? What would you credit to your good health that you do either on a daily basis, weekly basis, whether it's, you know, eating healthy foods, working out, going to the gym, you have a vitamin routine? Is there anything you'd say like, look, I'm pretty sure this is the reason why I lived a long life?
Mm-hmm.
Being married to someone who you love, whatever the deal is, who would you credit or what?
I would have to credit a guardian angel because I don't see it happening.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Is it because of an unhealthy lifestyle, genetics, what?
I think I have good genetics. I just don't do myself any favors. I don't work out. I eat not the healthiest. I love food too much.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
All right, well, you're young, first of all. I mean, you're not old, but you're definitely in a window where...
You're hitting that age where the late-night TV commercials start applying to you.
I don't think you're doing as much damage, but hell, what do I know? It seems like the older you get, the more conscious you become of certain things.
Well, sure.
Because you realize that your clock is ticking.
I'm starting to be real conscious of everyone going, just wait till you hit your 30s and then you can't eat whatever you want.
Okay, so I slowly cut things out. So, for an example, I rarely eat French fries anymore. That used to be a go-to anytime that I would go someplace. Go to McDonald's, get a hamburger and French fries. Now I'm more apt to get two hamburgers. Not that that's great for you.
Right.
But instead of just mowing down on fries, I typically will get a side salad or whatever. I hate it. I love French fries. I just know I should not eat them three or four times a week. So I've kind of, that's one thing I've gotten rid of. Peanut butter, because I eat the whole jar.
Right.
I try to eliminate things just based on not having them or not ordering them.
I think the only thing I've really eliminated, and just soda for the most part. I might get one or two through the workday. And even then, I mean like one or two in the course of a month while I'm at work, but I don't drink it at home.
Okay.
And trust me, it's not really
healthy. I don't drink soda at home either.
I just, other than orange, like Coca-Cola is delicious, but I don't need it. I don't crave it. I love orange soda, but I don't crave it. So if there's one there, I'll drink it. Find out
I'll buy like
for
the,
a month,
I'll buy
I'm
the
fine.
Occasional can of root beer so I can have a root beer float every once in a while. But that also means I need to have vanilla ice cream. So it doesn't end well. But I'll tell you a couple things. And I was reading today James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. Okay. He's 47 years old. I want to say he's got four or five kids.
Yeah.
He just got colon cancer and was diagnosed with it. So, yeah, exactly. No, nobody wants that. And it's especially more prone to men. So, you know, other than when I'm supposed to go in for a colonoscopy, I'm telling you right now, and the doctor even told me this. He's like, look, man, your Metamucil every night is doing you a lot more good than you think it is.
Sure.
As far as keeping your colon clean. And, you know, if you did have any type of diverticulitis issues, it's cleansing all that out. So he's like, keep taking your daily fiber every night if you can. Because if you can just try to prevent this one thing from happening. By being proactive, then, you know, that's not a bad thing.
A part of it for me, too, I'm waiting for the doctor to tell me where I've gone wrong. Right? Because anytime I go, it's always the same thing. Do you smoke? Yeah, I smoke. You shouldn't smoke. I do know this. How much alcohol do you drink in the course of a week? Apparently, it's way over the average, according to them. I find that hard to believe. Maybe it's just the people I know. Either way, I understand that. But if I don't tell them that, they can't tell. Because everything else, yeah. Like, I'm like, man, good blood pressure, you seem healthy. And the doctors only have one joke they ever make, which is, I told you, eat your vegetables. I'm like, I got news for you, homeboy. I don't. And then they don't believe me and I have to go through the whole thing. I'm like, not only do I not, I never have, and I never will. It's just not something that's going to happen. Right. So the one thing I always challenge doctors, I'm like, why don't you do the physical first and then tell me what you think I do? Because I can go through the questionnaire, and obviously smoking's bad. Obviously drinking excessively is bad, but these two things are part of who I am, and it's what I do. But if you can't tell that I don't eat vegetables, then it ain't that important to eat vegetables, dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just telling you straight up, right? So all this crap you guys say, and I know you know what you're talking about, but a lot of the fear-mongering, I'm like, it is impossible that what you're saying is true because I don't do any of these things right. That you say you should do based on the health you tell me I have. So it's like, can we do the physical? And then, and look, if you got cancer, that's one thing. Like, right, you can tell me that. But do the physical and then tell me what I'm not doing in my life.
Because if I tell you...
Then yes, you can pass judgment, but if you can't tell after doing a diagnostic, so to speak, what's wrong with the vehicle, then don't worry about what I'm putting in the vehicle.
Would you say now that you've been married, since you met your beautiful wife there, that you eat healthier probably now just based
110%.
Based on her diet than you have in your lifetime?
And it's not just her diet. She rides herd on me from what I'm eating all the doggone time. 100%. Like the health that I'm at, the shape that I'm in is 100% my wife's fault.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
For the positive.
Look, I go get a chest screening every year for lung cancer based on the fact that I've smoked for so long.
Sure.
And I asked the doctor, hey, man, if I quit, I'm good on this, right? He's like, oh, hell no.
No.
You can quit right now, and I'm going to see you next year.
He's
you've done enough damage. You need to keep coming in here. The reason we asked, what do you credit for your good health? A 105-year-old woman recently credited her long life to a particular beverage, saying it is the perfect match with every meal. Kathleen Hennings. She is a retired accountant. She celebrated her 105th birthday on October 2nd over in England at Sandfield's retirement home with friends, fellow residents, and one specific beverage. Hennings, who grew up in London, credits Guinness for her long and happy life. She told Fox News that she has been drinking Guinness ever since she was a teenager and was introduced to the beverage by her parents. In my late teens, I would join my brother and my parents for a Guinness with their evening meals. But Guinness was, and still is, a perfect match for every meal. She said Guinness became the drink of choice at the family over the years, and she said she still drinks one, two, or three every day. She always has one at lunch, sometimes along with breakfast, and oftentimes with dinner. Nice. I have my Guinnesses for sure every midday meal here at Sandfield Retirement Home. When asked about the secret of a long life, she simply said, seriously, drink Guinness. Oh, and don't ever get married.
Oh, no. So far, every person I've heard who's lived over 100, if they are capable of expressing what they did to live this long, it has been beer, it has been whiskey, or it's been cigars.
Sometimes bacon.
Right, but it's never been vegetables. It's never been the stuff you're supposed to do. It's always the stuff you're not supposed to do.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way coming up at 4:30. Your categories today are your favorite airlines and delicious nuts. Plus, we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.